This time at Insight takes us to George Washington with a rare two-sport athlete, Marshall Seedorf, who's both a pitcher and a swimmer at George Washington. Marshall, there aren't too many people who both swim and play college in baseball. How did you decide that you wanted to do both at the college level?
Well, it's kind of interesting how it happened. I kind of had my heart set on playing baseball, kind of began the whole process of recruiting and all that, and that's kind of where my heart laid in high school. I kind of went about the process of getting recruited, and my senior year, I kind of developed a love for swimming as well, and I just kind of had the opportunity to come a couple other places in addition to GW. I thought it'd be a lot of fun to swim and play baseball here, and it was a interesting opportunity in both the school and in the opportunity to do both sports.
Was it hard to find two coaches in both of those sports who were open to the idea of you doing that?
It was a little bit. A couple of coaches, I kind of said, you know, I am a swimmer, and, you know, if you have a swim team, I kind of be interested in talking a little bit to the coach, too, and they were kind of taken aback by that. I don't think they really took me seriously. But Coach Moroka here was really open to it when he was recruiting me for baseball, and he even went ahead and talked to the swim coach and just kind of gave my times and said, hey, is this guy serious? And I guess he kind of got back to him and said, yeah, I mean, he can swim here. So kind of just went from there, and it's been a lot of fun ever since.
How does swimming complement being a pitcher? I would imagine from the conditioning standpoint, it helps you out quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of good conditioning, and it works out well because a lot of the kind of intense swimming stuff is in the fall during kind of fall practice for baseball. So I get a lot of conditioning out of the way at swimming, and it also, I mean, it's great for my shoulder and my arm, just kind of keeping it in shape, especially once the season does come around in the spring and I get some off time. My arm's already in shape just from all the swimming that I've done.
At the same time, what kind of challenges might it pose? Like you said, swimming does go into the spring a little bit, right there when baseball is starting. Did you have any crossover last year as a freshman?
Yeah, as a freshman last year, we had our first kind of opening weekend for baseball down at Winthrop, I think it was. And unfortunately, that's the same weekend every year as the Atlantic 10 Championships for swimming. I think every year it's going to be that I'm going to have to miss that kind of first big away series, which unfortunately this year is against North Carolina at Chapel Hill, which I was kind of disappointed to learn I was going to have to miss. But just kind of a fact of life, and A-10 championships is a lot of fun for swimming. So you win some, you lose some, but it's a lot of fun.
As we speak here in the fall, this is the time where the swimming season is getting started, and obviously the baseball team is going through fall practice as well. Have you been practicing both so far?
Yeah, I've kind of been doing, we worked out a schedule with between the coaches, and it kind of took us a while to figure it out, but this year we've got it down pretty well. Been doing swimming about every morning, and then baseball practice kind of in the afternoon. I'll go out and long toss, get my long tosses in, throw a bullpen once or twice a week, and then come out and pitch in the scrimmages on the weekends. So I'm not there the full time, but I get in when I need to get in, and it works out pretty well.
You're from Marietta, Georgia. Are you a Braves fan?
I'm a huge Braves fan. I'm extremely upset that they didn't make the playoffs.
I bet.
I'm glad to see Bobby Cox is coming back for another.
Growing up then, did you dream more of being like Michael Phelps swimming in the Olympics or like Greg Maddux pitching in the World Series?
Maybe not so much Greg Maddux. I liked him, but I was a big John Smoltz guy for sure. Definitely wanted to be John Smoltz. Went to all of his camps as a kid. That was kind of my dream, was to follow in his footsteps and throw in the World Series and get a Cy Young someday, kind of like every kid wants to do that. But John Smoltz was definitely my guy. Michael Phelps was awesome, but growing up, I definitely was kind of leaning towards being a John Smoltz.
You were one of the top freshman sprinters in the Atlantic 10 last year. What kind of goals do you have in the pool coming into this season?
My goals are a little bit different this year because I know a lot more of kind of what to expect of myself. Last year was kind of my first year of really intense swimming training. Kind of my biggest goal for this year for swimming is I really want to get the school record in the 50 freestyle. And if that takes me to the top of the A-10 in the 50 freestyle, then that would be awesome. But my goal time for this year is kind of right around that school record for the 50.
What about baseball? 13 relief appearances last year as a freshman. Anything specific you've worked on to get ready for the 2010 season?
Definitely. Kind of in the middle of last season, I worked on dropping down to like a three-quarter sidearm approach. I kind of took some time off in the middle of the season to work on that and then came back at the end of the season last year kind of more as a sidearm pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And that really worked for me. I was a lot more effective, got some good movement on my pitches. So I kind of worked on that over the summer a little bit, and I'm definitely trying to prepare to be a sidearmer full-time this next coming season and hopefully it'll work out well for me.
Marshall, what's the best thing about being a college two-sport athlete?
Kind of interacting with both teams and kind of having two teams to hang out with, and it's a good bonding experience. There's a lot of opportunities to travel. I mean, the swim team, we went to Puerto Rico for a training trip last year. That was a ton of fun. And baseball, you go all over the place, different cities, in the A-10, mainly in the Northeast, which I've never been to before. So that was a great opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to continuing both of those.
What's the toughest thing then?
Well, the toughest thing definitely is swimming practices all are at between 6 and 7. They start every morning. So getting up that early and then having to get out to the baseball field with those guys who weren't up that early and try and keep up with them is definitely a challenge in the fall. But I do what I can.
All right, to say the least. Some word association before I let you go, Marshall. I'm going to toss some things at you, and you tell me just what comes to mind. Let's start off with a baseball teammate of yours, Eric Cantrell.
Cantrell's awesome. He's one of my best buddies on the team, and I look up to him a lot for sure. Probably going to be our ace this year, and I'm excited to see how he's going to do.
Your swimming coach, Dan Reinhart.
He's a great guy. He's very funny, and he's definitely one. He's a very great guy. He's a good coach, and our assistant coach, Mitch Reed, is awesome too. Or not Mitch Reed, he's on the team, but Mitch is an awesome coach as well.
Michael Phelps.
Kind of an ambassador for swimming, in my opinion. I think he did a lot for the sport. Having that much of a following just opened up a lot of new people to the sport of swimming.
John Smoltz.
Childhood hero.
Your baseball coach, Steve Marocca.
A very good coach. He knows his stuff. He's intense. And you can tell his heart's in baseball, and that's always a good thing.
And the last one, Marshall Seedorf.
College student, athlete, whatever you want to call it.
All right. Marshall Seedorf, both a swimmer and a pitcher for George Washington now in his sophomore season, doing both. Thanks a lot, Marshall.
Yeah, thank you.